Hello, everybody, and welcome to the beginning of DestroProts.com Cabin in the Woods Month.
Ha.
Yeah, so I already explained this on AnythingCast and in the post, but so for those out there who didn't read these, this month we're going to be watching movies that feature the Cabin in the Woods. These are going to be the Evil Dead trilogy and Cabin in the Woods, like the new movie. We're all doing this based off a theory of Bobby-Wans. And Bobby, since you are joining me today, what care to explain your theory?
Yes, well, basically, if you look closely enough at the Cabin in the Woods, you can realize that it's actually in the same universe as The Evil Dead. It's not the same storyline, but it's all in the same universe. And since some of you watching this might not have seen the Cabin in the Woods yet, I won't spoil it to say how they might be connected, but it's kind of cool, and we'll get into it throughout the entire month. So watch all four commentaries.
Yes, you better, or I'll find you. Anyway, I am your host, Dead Man.
Your left leg.
Well, anyway, I am your host, Dead Man. Joining today, we have Bobby-Wan, of course.
I'm the one with the crazy theories.
Yes, Ninja Kitty.
I'm the one with the face.
And the Onciest.
I'm Onciest. Hi.
So yeah, today we're going to be watching the original Evil Dead movie. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, I love the entire Evil Dead trilogy.
So good.
Yeah. If, for example,
I don't remember any of it.
It's like, if, for example, you read my review of the Evil Dead trilogy during the 14 days of Halloween that we did back in 2011, then you would know that I have a deep and very bizarre love for these movies. Yeah, so.
What's going on the verge of pedophilia?
Not really, because these movies are older than me.
Yes. No, it makes sense. You just don't understand it. It makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
The reverse way.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Okay, shut up. Both of you shut up.
The Evil Dead is older than me, and I'm of legal age. Yeah, so we're starting this from the very beginning, since this movie doesn't exactly have opening credits.
This movie doesn't exist.
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing is starting from the very beginning. The screen should be black, you hit play, and like a second later, you start hearing flies.
Bzzz.
Yeah, and then the screen will...
Dead Man's Basement.
Yeah, and then the screen will turn gray. But I don't deny it. Like, it is a documented fact that my basement is full of flies.
Oh, God.
And they've gotten bigger.
Brilliant.
Like, I'm serious.
These pets.
Like the flies that used to be down here, they were, like, smaller than a dime. Now they're the size of a dime.
Man, throw out your garbage.
There is no garbage in my room.
Man.
They're just attracted to him.
Do something.
We just cleaned the entire basement.
Get rid of those flies. That's gross.
Anyway, so yeah, we're starting from the very beginning. It should be 0 seconds, then push play. You start hearing flies, and then the screen turns gray. So, are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Flies. Gray.
Fogginess.
Renaissance Pictures presents.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Stephen King.
I got a drink. I'm cold. Hold me.
The Evil Dead. God, this looks like something that made like I made in like iMovie in like 10 minutes. Look,
whoop. Branch, log thing.
Well, this is back in the days of like practical effects.
Ooh,
so.
It's a swamp.
The Sam Raimi.
Dang words.
Grassy stuff.
God,
Green,
I fucking
bubbly.
I love the Sam Raimi. Just this type of thing. Just first person. Just vroom, vroom, vroom. Shit's fucking awesome. And how did a truck get in the swamp?
How did a tractor get into my pond? Someone drove it in there.
Bruce fucking Campbell. The chin is here. Yeah, bitch, stop singing. You can't sing. Good lord. That guy is just tearing down the highway. Groovy.
There's a red truck. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's like reckless endangerment brought to you by Ford.
Lazy Mary.
That is a close-up shot.
That was totally not a stock sound of a horn.
Yeah. And Ansius, please stop putting things in the chat. We can hear the bleep. Oh, man. I'm going to miss all these guys on Evil Dead 2. God. Oh, she gets raped by a tree. And look, God, look at his eyebrows.
They're massive.
Yeah, and from the side, he kind of looks like a more robustly chinned Mo Howard.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since I've actually watched the first Evil Dead. And so far, this driving up scene has really helped confirm my theories.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dip.
Because everyone knows Bruce Campbell is an engineer.
Oh, yeah. That chin. Four-wheel
drive.
That chin has a master's degree.
Chintology.
Yeah. He's the true crimson chin. For those who get that joke.
So wait, why are they going in here again?
A vacation.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just like, it's like, hey, we got some beer, we got some drugs, just go out into the woods and like just hang out. I got this cabin.
The same reason everyone goes to the cabin in the woods.
Oh, I thought they were in their 40s.
Oh God, no, they're college kids.
They look ancient and gross.
Yeah.
It's because the movie's old, so people looked older back then.
Yeah.
People look like, 12-year-olds now when they're in college.
Yeah.
Dragging
it's so
a
weird. I have a theory behind that. I believe it's in the milk people drink. It contains hormones, women's hormones.
Oh, that swing.
I love hormones.
Yeah.
And I love that swing.
Why would anyone want to go to a grungy place like that?
Because they didn't know it was a grungy place like that. They just said,
the bridge would have been a good indication.
Oh, really? They just found a guy's like, hey, I got this cattle, I'll sell it for you for like $10.
So it's going to look like shit.
First person camera. Wait, he was closer than that just a second ago. Oh, good lord, continuity.
Yeah, considering the other really stupid things Sam Raimi did to keep continuity.
Yeah.
Like jabbing Bruce Campbell's ankle.
Yeah.
What?
I actually expected to see a shadow of the stagehand who grabbed that to stop it.
Just kick it.
Yeah.
It'll open.
He just Gears of War that shit. he didn't even turn the knob. Deer. Guys, someone hotboxed this cabin before we got here.
Sweet. Get in there.
Yeah. It's like, I got brownies. Holy shit, it has electricity.
6'10".
I don't get the joke.
It wasn't a joke.
Oh! Man, I hate that bitch. It's like, throw your chest, throw out your dick! Skulls!
Chains!
Yeah.
And that hair, ugh.
Well, Well, this is like the 80s, isn't it? Wait, when did this movie come out? Like 70s or 80s?
Jesus, I'm not sure.
Yeah, like for some reason I want to say 87.
Well, it was before I was born, so it's...
Yeah. Wait, where's the chainsaw? Damn it! Like, despite popular belief, the Evil Dead is not Zelda. So why did you play that music?
That wasn't Zelda.
Yeah, that was Final Fantasy
VII Victory fanfare.
I don't fucking care. I hate them both.
Aww. I don't think you're allowed to be a gamer. I'm sorry. I say that.
No video games. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. Evil Dead.
Okay, what is it with these evil spirits and their need to stop swinging things?
Yeah.
Because it's a subtle way of telling you that they exist.
I thought that was a subtle way of telling you they existed.
Hey, guys, look what I could do.
It's like, oh, God, this is so fucking annoying.
Why would anyone want to keep that window open? Why would they do that? There could be, like, bears and coyotes and shit like that out there just coming through the window. Roar!
The window wins, so... Yeah.
Well, yeah, Scribble! They've all been drugged.
Oh, my God! What's happening to my hand?
Why am I scribbling?
It's like, well, it looks like me having sex with a tree. What could this possibly mean?
It's wonderful. Nailed it.
Hi, I'm Adraya. My God, that wind made me draw a very weirdly shaped face. I drew powdered French toast man.
Yo, God, if someone did that on Draw My Thing, I would totally guess Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
Why are you still here? I'm just saying, like, I'm a pussy. So if it was me and I almost was forced to draw a face and then the basement door started like going thung, 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 I want to sit down and pour myself a drink. I'd say, hey, guys, let's get the fuck out of Dodge.
I would set the place on fire and run out screaming, fire, everybody run.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to try and explain myself to them. There's a fucking fire.
Yeah, raise the cavern and salt the earth. Nothing classier than alcohol and Dixie cups. Yeah, 1987! Oh, God.
Die! 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 Yeah.
Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn! That's for the second movie.
No, that's the sequel. / remake.
It's half sequel, half remake.
Why would anyone go down there?
Because drugs.
Yeah, I definitely would have closed it.
I've been like, well, so, I'm out, bros.
Dead man, you know my theories. Once again, like I said, I haven't watched the first Evil Dead in a while, so how bang on am I looking at this movie?
So far, pretty good.
They pretty much created the plot for that from the formula of this movie.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, but I think they added a couple things to the basement. In the basement in the cavern in the woods, there is like a lot more shit and like a lot more varied shit.
Anyways, I guess I'll stop talking about my theories until we get to the cabin in the woods.
Yeah. It's like, well, nothing down here but satanic evil. Oh, well, that's good.
Although no one's made out with a wolf yet.
Yeah. There isn't a wolf head in this cabin. Just a deer head. It's like, I'm giving her all she's got. Giving her all she's got, Ash, but I just cannot find anything. Imagine how awesome it would be
take
if
his head off.
Imagine how awesome it'd be if Bruce Campbell was Captain Kirk.
Take his head.
He's Ash. He doesn't die. He's the chosen one. It shows up behind him. Like, hey, bro, what's up? God, you dumbass bitch. Bring more flashlights next time.
Always bring more flashlights.
Yeah.
One per person at least, and then the flood one.
Yeah. This would make the day there wouldn't be this problem. It'd just be like, hey, give me the flashlight. That's the only one we're on. Fuck, I don't get my cell phone. My cell phone actually has a flashlight on it, as well as an SOS setting for it.
I remember when flashlights on cell phones used to be just an app that gave you a white screen.
Yeah. Now, this one actually is, yeah, whatever. We'll also talk about how this movie could be improved by modern technology, because they're probably just going to do that in the remake. It's going to be terrible.
Drink what's in that bottle.
Yeah, it's absinthe.
Don't do it. That's exactly what they want you to do.
I would not go down there. There's probably, rabid rats and shit like that down there. One bite and you're fucked.
I wouldn't have gone to the cabin. It's like,
then again, you hate nature.
Yeah, if the cabin had, internet access, then I might consider going. But no.
With a bubble.
Oh, God, he's used to paint the ceiling. That doesn't look right. Well, fuck Scotty. Nice knowing you. What is that thing that's hanging? Is it a pot or what?
14 minutes.
You're just going to keep saying what the time is for everybody?
Yes.
No, just for Onciest.
There we go. Now I'm caught up.
What the hell is this? Seriously, what the fuck?
Well,
what does that have to do with ancient Sumerian text or a professor or anything?
There's quite a history to this cabin. I don't know if you knew about it.
Yeah. This is the cabin used in Tucker and Dale.
Was it?
It seems very similar.
What a motherfucker!
Yeah, he's an asshole. What the hell's have eyes? This is my boomstick. Oh, you idiot. Never point a gun at someone unless you intend to kill them.
See that blue water? That's Superman water.
Oh, look at that.
That is some quality prop making right there.
Yeah. And the design of that book changes from movie to movie. Yeah. Hmm. Huh, seems to be a cookbook of some kind.
Hmm.
I like how it's so clearly hand drawn in probably pencil crayon in this movie.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be inked in human blood and bound in human flesh. And that dagger looks like the dagger used to kill Jason Voorhees. That's the only thing to kill him. Yeah, this was in the early days of the organization when they didn't have as much money or as much monsters. Yeah. Look at that fucking thing! It's made in pencil crayon. Oh, good lord. Oh, God, the effects in this movie. I love it, but they are ass.
That lightning?
Yeah, that lightning and the moon. It was clearly an entirely different frame.
Yeah.
I still haven't found shit. I'm going to fuck her senseless.
I'm going to break her face. I'm going to grape you in the mouth.
Fish. Someone make out that fish. That's a funny word.
What's a funny word?
Funerary.
Funerary.
Yeah, funerary.
Hmm.
And also, yeah, the Necronomicon is called something else in this movie.
Yeah, who cares? It's the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Then again, it not being the Necronomicon kind of helps the whole sequel idea instead of Evil Dead 2 being a remake. Just a sequel, and Ash was reincarnated.
Yeah.
Or got amnesia. Let's go with amnesia.
Yeah. Or it's like the idea from the modern Army of Darkness comic where they're all just in all different dimensions. Yeah. Come on, I just want to hear the ancient Sumerian text summon the demons that'll kill us all. Wait, how did he know what point to fast forward the tape to get the actual incantations?
Yeah, he lives in the 80s, okay? You know.
He's just used to that shit.
Rewind a tape, precisely.
But he didn't rewind, he fast forward.
Why don't you do it, bitch?
Yeah.
You have hands.
Yeah. They're here.
Smashy, smashy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you get for being a fifth wheel.
Yeah, look what you did, man.
What? Where did that come from? That's not in the front of the house. Is that a thing? Like, I don't know much about any kind of romance or anything, but is that something that's like, let's say if you listen to the storm.
See, they're not actually going to listen to the storm. That's their background sex music.
You always need background noise.
Or it just gets awkward.
Especially when there's other people. Because then it's like, you're very... Like, they might hear you if there's background noise, but if there's no background noise, you're very aware of the fact that they can hear you.
Oh, God, he has almost a unibrow. This movie sure does love his close-up shot of the eyes.
Yeah.
So look at that, like little scraggly hairs in between his eyebrows. Oh God, I love you, Bruce Campbell. Wait, does he have a pen in his shirt? Like in the left breast pocket. There's a pen.
Yep, probably.
You always need a pen, man.
Yeah, you never know.
The pen is mightier than the sword. You can stab someone in the eye. Oh, isn't that...
But with the sword, I can stab someone in the eye from further away.
Yeah, with the pen, you can then write a strongly worded letter in their blood. Yeah, so to mark this occasion, I got you a magnifying glass. Now I can go and check out the opera. Yes, quite.
It's beautiful. It's just a chain and a little thingy at the end.
Aw, yeah. Bruce Campbell back.
Unfortunately, their background noise is gone.
Bruce Campbell gets about to get some of that cabin pussy.
Ew. Imagine how dirty everything is in there. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people like the dirt.
That's why they're getting down and dirty.
Yeah. Right. They are following the chef model of making love. I'm gonna lay down by the fire. Woo, tits! Well, side boob. Anyway. God, why does this thing hate her so much?
Because she's... It works opposite of normal horror movie monsters. She's not having sex with anybody.
She is slightly psychic. That's why.
So does that mean she's going to show us visions of the past?
Yes.
No, she's going to show us visions of what is currently happening. Well, she does get... Actually, she does get slightly psychic.
I'd rather her show us visions of her body.
Oh, yeah.
Why'd she go outside?
Because just for fun.
She thought she saw something.
She can feel the demons.
When you see something in the woods, you go outside.
Yes, you go right outside, walk up to it, be like, hey.
Like, yo, bro, what you doing?
Look what I saw. Check it out.
Like, stick out your hand, smile, and introduce yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it rapes you.
And then you rape it back. And it's consensual sex.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Unexpected twist. Watch my hands.
Oh, good Lord, look at that.
Steve is just screaming in
there. Look at that, look at that. You can see the border around the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love this movie so much.
Was that, like, rotoscoping or something? What do you call it?
No, yeah. That's like they filmed the thing of the moon and then just cropped it and then put it on top of the footage they already had.
Yeah, that's
rotoscoping. This in Premiere Pro.
No,
rotoscoping
is like drawing over something that you already took a picture, like filming something then drawing over it.
That's what. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Please don't rape me. I'm very opposed to getting raped.
So maybe that there couldn't be like a bear, right?
She has a huge nose.
Oh, yeah. She has 80s nose.
Yeah.
She's like, she has 80s bangs.
80s bangs.
Oh, yeah, Sam Raimi, bitches. It's coming for you.
So go, no.
This is the point where you run away.
Or introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Just do something. Don't just stand there and be like, what's going on?
Yeah, that is some concentrated fog.
Oh, God.
How much dry ice do you think they bought for this movie?
I'm going to say 5 bricks.
How much is dry ice?
You can make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are some nice legs.
Tentacle rape.
This is tentacle rape before tentacle rape was a thing.
Guess what, Japan? It wasn't an original idea.
Yeah. Well, actually, with them, it was original, because this isn't actually tentacle. This is tree tentacle.
Yes.
The idea is the same.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, it's less splintery.
In Japan, it's also considerably less rapey.
Yeah.
It's not...
this bloody.
Yeah. Oh, so she's actually getting raped.
Yes, what, you've never seen this movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, so... We think we're just joking about the rape?
I just completely forgot about it.
Hey, look at this fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much coercing do you think they had to do to get this girl to actually agree to do this scene?
It's like, I'm gonna give you a bunch of slivers. In your vagina.
Yeah. And on your boobs.
Yep, everywhere, slivers.
And yeah, I'm sure it wasn't done in a safe and pleasant way.
Oh, no. You can see there is
Sam Raimi we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good Lord. That just fucking stabbed her in the vagina.
Yeah, that wasn't sensual.
It's Sounds like she's enjoying it.
No, just like, yeah, that doesn't exactly look like a. Those things don't exactly look like finely like shaved branches. So she's gonna have splinters up there.
Yeah, slivers.
How do you get a sliver out of your vagina?
You just let
doctor.
It.
Doctor.
Yeah, doctors.
But
in space,
that's gonna like bring up some unfortunate questions. It's like, how did you get a sliver in your vagina?
I was raped by a forest.
Raped by a tree.
Yeah. You just want some loving.
Seems like the obvious answer.
It's like, yeah, it's quiet. I'm just, give me a second to get a call. It's like, security, I have someone for the psych ward. She says she was raped by a forest. Yeah, I know.
What if she was like, okay, bring it? Yeah. Would she like die? I don't think she would.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure. We never see what this thing is.
Usually people like that die.
Yeah, it's like, this is just kind of the evil. But this is one of the things that I think most people remember about the movie. Like the Sam Raimi, the first person camera chase. Good lord, bitch!
Scream,
she cannot stand
louder.
Up! Good lord, she's falling over everything.
Those panties are completely intact.
Oh, yeah. Well, they could have pushed them aside.
She has really nice legs.
Yeah, she does.
Yes, I like her bum. The keys are up there.
Yeah. Actually, something that was kind of interesting that was pointed out, Zero Punctuation Guy mentioned this, but... Like Bruce Campbell's character in this movie actually has the same name as the female love interest from the original Mass Effect game. Yeah, Ashley Williams.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And why are the outside lights in the house purple?
Probably.
Is that just,
camera?
Is that just bad color correction?
Yeah, even inside the house.
Oh, good.
Or maybe it's on purpose so that the evil is seeing things differently.
Why would you grab her hand? Like, hey!
It's like, and why did the evil stop? Like, it could have reached her by the time.
And retract.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go.
It's like the alien.
Yeah. Wood, my only weakness!
Yeah.
Oh, door!
It's like the aliens from Signs.
Yeah. Like, if the door could, like, spread a woman's legs, I'm pretty sure it could open... Or the wood, the demon, I'm pretty sure it could open a door.
Yeah. It's like,
Look, I got slivers down here.
It's like, her clothing is destroyed. She's not wearing any pants. She's covered in blood.
Yeah, if she wants to leave, you know, you can't, like, force her there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like,
what a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's Rick Campbell. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Look at that chin. How could that chin be bad?
Not the chin.
Yeah. He's like my phone as a person. Fantastic chin, not the greatest, but still totally serviceable. Yep. And they're all just standing there, retardedly backlit.
I know. Like, okay, you guys are leaving? Okay, we're just, threesome.
It's like, I'm just gonna put this lamp down here on the floor.
Oh, I wonder what the problem is.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe trees attacked your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Dan, let me check the engine. Like, jump out. Hello, OG. Yeah. Come on, you're a man in the 80s. You should know how to work. You should know how to check the engine of your car.
Yeah, and fix it.
Yeah.
Bitch, like, why are you trying to leave?
Just
bitch, please.
Just to spite you. It's like, I'm not going to let you leave, are you? I'm not going to let you leave, am I? Boom, there you go. Fuck you, son.
So wait, what's happening? They're going to go into town and was he just going to drop her off or something?
Yeah, like they are, gonna go into town and find some place that she, find some place where she can go where she won't be raped by the forest.
Yeah.
He's forest probably going to bad. Check her into the local mental hospital, but...
Well, actually, we'll at least drop her off at the hospital, because, you know, she is bloodied.
Yeah.
And she was raped.
Yeah, or she, you know, she could have done it herself.
She could have raped herself.
She could have taken a branch and... I don't know.
Inserted.
A bit of force... A bit of force was applied there.
Yeah. It's like, wait a sec. Now I gotta...
Wait, the high beams were wait, the high beams were on before.
Yeah, they were. He turned them off.
Look at how much of an angle he's walking down.
I know.
I'm guessing he turned off his high beams because he started driving through fog, which is what you do.
Mm-hmm, true.
Yes.
Never leave a woman alone with her rapist. Don't you know this, Ash? Come on, don't be a dick.
Well, she never mentioned being raped. She said attacked.
Good lord, that is an incline.
Yeah, she's walking
straight.
Wow, she
got away from that car fast.
Yeah. And why did they stop this far away from the bridge? Oh my god, I thought he was coming back for more.
Hey, how do you like my muscles?
It's like, hey, baby, just want to say I'm sorry for earlier. I got, you know how I get when I drink. Yep.
I promise next week we'll go out for a nice romantic dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 tons.
Also, I fucked up the bridge.
It's like... Yeah, travel at your own risk. 3-ton load limit. The bridge collapsed under a car with 5 people in it. I doubt that's 3 tons.
No, that's not 3 tons.
I would swim across the water.
Good lord, dude! You...
Okay, I'm just gonna grab you!
Yeah, like... Everything that deals with this girl is just like... He looks like he's gonna attack him. He's like, reach for the keys, I got your arm. Going back to the car, dive out of the woods and grab you.
Yeah, exactly what you want to do is sit there spazzing out and crying on the ground with rapey trees all around you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it wants.
Look, do you think Panasonic actually, actually asked them, like, hey, could you guys use this Panasonic dual, like, real...
Nobody asked them to do anything in this movie.
Looking for funding. It's like, hey, Panasonic, we're thinking of using your thing. Can we? It's like, I don't fucking care.
They didn't have funding.
Oh my god! Sorry,
bro. Jesus Christ.
Damn, girl, you got ugly. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, that is.
Like, doing that effect on no budget.
What is that on your forehead?
Band-aid.
Demon sign.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, what happened here?
What happened?
It's like, did you not hear that? She was pretty loud.
Yeah, and screaming. And is she dead?
I guess he just got really into chopping wood.
So, oh, fuck yeah. No, did you?
Well, she was raped by a tree. Oh, look at the hand. Look at the hand. That is awesome. I love that makeup.
Yeah.
It's a bit one-sided, but...
Even though you can clearly see it falling off. Hey, girl! Oh my god, the ankle! Oh, yeah, that is...
Oh, my God.
Oh, bitch slapped her across the room. That is the strength of a demon. Oh, God.
Like, oh, no, a pencil! Oh. Is it a level 2? Level 2 pencil?
Yeah. HP. Yeah, it's HP 2 pencil. It's like, oh, oh no, God, somebody please help me. God. This very, very light and very, very flimsy bookshelf is on top of me and I cannot get off. Woo! Kick that bitch down to the cellar. She's like, fuck you. That is totally her, not a doll.
Yeah. That is the most awesome doll ever.
Now you can see why, yes, now you can see why I love this movie.
I freaking love the practical effects in this movie.
Yeah, they are ghetto as fuck, but there's sincerity behind them. Like, people who, like, Sam Raimi, Robert, whatever his name is, I think Tabert and Bruce Campbell, they had an idea for what they wanted to make, and they went for it.
Exactly. And made it a, like, kick-ass movie.
Yeah. They made it as best they could with what they had.
Yeah.
Like that. Like,
look at that fog. Like that cloud. What the hell?
I fucking love the shots with the moon in this movie.
Yeah.
And the moon is always in the upper right corner of no matter what shot they do.
Yeah.
And it changes sizes all the time.
Boy, I really hope I don't get possessed.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's a good thing I'm Bruce Campbell. Hey guys, what you playing?
You guys gonna eat some breakfast soon?
I could really go for some waffles if you got them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe cover them in like your blood or something. I don't know.
Will you guys take me to Waffle House?
Yeah, I want to go to IHOP.
I'll settle for Denny's, okay?
My Grand Slam is supposed to have sausage. The bridge is kind of destroyed, bro.
Yeah. Jump on it! Yeah. Probably because she's possessed by a fucking demon.
What about the fact that her skin is falling off?
Of her fingers.
No, like, look at the skin in her face.
Or her hair that turned white and gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instant demon.
Yeah. It's like, being possessed by a demon really does a number on your complexion.
That wouldn't be fun at all.
God. I think that, like, I wonder how they made the sound effects for this movie. Like,
probably some dude growled into a microphone.
It's like he just like recorded like on a little like real thing, just put it through the washing machine, just like use whatever garbled sound came out.
Indigestion.
Yeah.
Just put it through some guy's upset stomach.
Like, a tone deepened electric fan.
Yes. It could also be some type of instrument.
Yeah. A pitch shifted didgeridoo. I actually tried to play a didgeridoo once.
How was it?
I couldn't.
Oh. I'm just gonna come through the window.
Good lord, that is a less than optimal reaction to the fact that your friend just got possessed by a demon and then someone exploded.
Yeah.
It's like glass shattering, someone screaming. It's like, oh, I'll check it out. Don't worry, bro. I got this.
I would make everybody hang out in one room. Like, just hang out, do whatever, don't look at anything, just hang out.
Board up all the windows, give me a chainsaw and a shotgun.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. We will be fine.
Take his head off.
He gets to live for a bit longer.
Oh.
He actually has one of the better deaths in this movie.
Actually, spoilers.
Actually, post-demon death, I mean.
Spoilers, man.
They know I've seen this movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing behind that curtain. Because, yeah,
this
is...
Did he even take a weapon?
Yeah, he's an idiot. Oh, yeah, it's a closet.
Suspense.
Yeah, what could possibly be happening?
Where are all of my friends?
Yeah. They all got possessed-ed.
Possessed-ed.
Possessed-ed-ed-itation. The magic of possessing. This movie actually does do a pretty good job with suspense.
Yeah.
Like right now, I have my headphones slightly off because I don't like hearing suspense noises. Ooh. Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
It's even worse when I'm out in the boonies in the basement.
Or when they do that, they're like slowly doing something. Oh. Jesus.
Lord.
Still well, that's sitting
two
there.
Demon possessions in one night. I think we've met our quota.
Yeah.
Yep. He's sitting there Lord. For that entire thing.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Campbell don't give a fuck.
Just stood up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no.
Oh man, I love the makeup in this movie.
Yeah,
that shot with her like there, it kind of looks like it's from the kind of looks like the cover of The Serpent and the Rainbow.
So pretty also, much Ash's response for most of this has been like
get caught under a bookshelf.
Someone try and fight and get caught under the bookshelf.
Oh god, demon dagger. That is a long ass knife. Oh my good lord. Yes, get your knife, bro. Stab girlfriend. Stab her repeatedly. Oh no, just
got your hand.
Slowly saw off her hand. Wait, did she just break his neck?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, I forgot how much of a pussy Bruce Campbell is in this first movie.
Why is she chewing off her own hand?
Well, he responds like most people
it's
would
tasty.
Respond.
Yeah. She's chewing off her own hand because he had partway cut it off and she like figured it was useless. So fuck it. Yeah, you can see the cutoff line, like where the like you can see the actual like point of where they put the makeup on her face. Oh, good God!
Just standing there being grossed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
It's like, let me just see how much longer this lasts. I want to see how this turns out.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
It's just so bizarre because, like, the other two movies are horror comedies.
Yeah.
And this one is just straight up messed up horror. Oh, God.
Ew.
Stop pussing. Stop pussing.
Like, I mean, I should have drank
stop
all that.
Stop pussing.
This is what happens when you complete the milk challenge. And that is totally looks like a dude.
It's a dead dude. Woman.
He looks like a man.
He's a man.
There are no boobs.
Nope.
There were boobs. See? There are boobs.
Yeah, there are boobs. Don't go near it.
I guess because I'm used to horror movies more prominently showing off the boobs.
Well, yeah, that's all they do now.
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's up?
It's like, look some tits, look some blood, look some tits, look some blood. Yeah. Whereas Sam Raimi's like, how fucked up can I make this?
Kill it with fire again.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Ash is just freaking out. Like, very subtly freaking out.
Yeah.
Why are you going for the hand? Go for the face.
Let's go for all the limbs.
Like, seriously, if your girlfriend was possessed by a demon, you were going to be chopping her up with an axe. What would you go for first? The arm or the arm, the ankle, or the fucking face?
I would go for the throwing her down in the cellar.
Go for the boobs.
Yeah, that's actually the funny thing. Like, they threw the friend, like, he threw the friend down the cellar, but he like mercilessly chopped his girlfriend into pieces with an axe.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, that is.
So yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah. I guess I know. Yeah.
Weren't there three girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
One's the other girl.
Girlfriend, that dude's girlfriend, and the other girl.
Where is she?
In the cellar.
No, like the one girl that isn't like
she's sleeping.
Up.
She got stabbed in the ankle with a pencil.
Yeah.
She didn't hear any of that.
She's a heavy sleeper. Nothing tells you more about your friends than watching them murder somebody.
Yeah. Partaking.
Seriously, this guy is just like easiest thing. Like, oh no, it's like, oh hey, look, my friend's kind of acting weird. I'll kick her in the face and knock her down some stairs. Like, oh no, my girlfriend's possessed. I'll chop her off with an axe and bury her in the woods.
I have to kill her now.
Like, imagine what would happen if his parents were there.
I'm guessing he was having some relationship issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took out all his frustrations right there.
Yeah, it's like you made it sell my car. I love that car. It's like, I hate Parcheesi.
I love Parcheesi.
Well, at least they made a cross for her.
So, how does it rape a guy?
You don't want to know. Well, actually, it makes a tree vagina.
Ah, yes.
Yes, look at that scratch on his face. That is totally a scratch on his face and not just some fake blood painted on.
Like makeup.
Yeah.
The bruising is good, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your hair keeps changing.
I know!
His face also keeps changing. He really keeps looking like different people.
He is. Dun, dun, dun.
He is different.
Well, he was attacked by a deadite. And generally, people who are attacked by deadites don't last long. Like, if they survive the attack, they won't last long before they are either A, a deadite, or B, raped.
That don't talk to me. I'll show you a cellar.
Yeah.
Aw, man, put a bookshelf on it.
There aren't any left. They all fell on Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Just put the debris on it, then. Just stack it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't stop a demon. Just Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The natural enemy of the chin is a bookshelf.
It's a bookshelf. Oh, your foot.
Is your foot going to be all creepy?
No.
Not.
Yes. Wait. Oh, that is so amazing.
Lol.
Yeah. You mad, bro? I just possessed your girlfriend.
Just from an indirect injury? Really?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't indirect. He was stabbed by the deadite.
Yeah, but the deadite didn't physically touch her.
Well, when he stabbed her, when she stabbed her, and it was like moving the hand around, I'm guessing she got touched. And plus, any opening the evil can find, it'll possess.
Yeah, because it's not like a blood transmitted possession. It's not zombies. It's a demon possessing people.
Yeah, it is a first person camera shot possessing people. Oh, that is so creepy.
So fucking creepy.
Why isn't he doing anything about that?
I would kick her in the chops.
Because he's not, you know, a psychopath.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before she attacks.
Yeah. Before she starts walking on her...
Yeah. Sometimes my arms bend back.
Achilles heel. Like, through it.
Yeah, your friend is like covered in bruises, bleeding to death. So slap him.
Slapping him on the wound.
You're right. He does sound like a bit of a.
So fucking funny.
Oh, it is so good.
What?
There's a way. The Rebus.
So I'm guessing he got raped too.
Probably.
Across the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you find that funny, don't you?
Yeah, she finds everything funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where he breaks.
Oh. It's just great in these movies, just watching Bruce Campbell slowly go insane.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic in the second one. Is that even loaded?
Oh, it's loaded. We'll find out.
Yeah.
If Bruce Campbell picks up a gun, it's loaded.
It's automatically. 'Tis the power of the chin. God, just the way they move, the way their faces look, just...
Oh, you never fall for that trick, man.
Wait, it's a trick?
Yes.
I didn't notice anything.
Yes. The one time... I'm pretty sure this is the only time they do this trick.
Nom nom.
I believe... Who turned out the lights?
Shouldn't she be freaking out like, oh my god, please let me out, oh my god, I'm so scared, instead of being like, yeah. Okay, fine, let me out.
It's like,
yeah, I've learned my lesson, sorry guys.
Like, hey guys, sorry about stabbing you in the ankle. You know how I get my drink.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Oh, you tard.
You're totally fucking with the system, man.
Yeah. I'm actually retarded and I'm not that stupid. Good lord, man.
Shouldn't he be like, okay, show me your face. Stuff like that.
That's why he's not just unlocking it.
Yeah.
Just fuck you.
Through the floor.
Hey, that's fish hooking. A little move. Raph, are you seeing this?
So much emotion. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
It seems like every time she gets possessed, she turns into like a demonic 5-year-old. Oh, and the makeup on her face is so good.
I'm guessing this is exactly how Harley Quinn would act if she were a deadite.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna rape you. Outside. Come on. Come on.
Go hang out with your boyfriend in the trees. I know you've been fucking them on the side. These guys are real quick. These guys are real quick to kill their girlfriends, but not Cheryl, a Sherry in the basement.
So you're staying outside.
Yeah,
for the time being,
and you're gonna stay outside until you've learned. You're gonna stay outside until you've learned to control yourself. And we look, Red Moon. And there's actually a full. That's actually a full screenshot of the moon. So it's not horribly.
Here, you want to drink a scotch, bro?
Yeah,
drink it.
It's like, here, drink my urine. It'll make you feel better. Bear Grylls swears by it.
It's still pouring.
Yeah. Oh, Shelly, I thought it was Sherry.
We're all going home now. Drink up.
I don't know anyone else's name in this movie, just Ash.
Stash.
Yeah, I have not been paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, and Scotty. Ash and Scotty.
And Cheryl.
Wait, is it?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Shelly's the one who's dead.
Right.
And Sherry is in the... Is it Sherry or Cheryl? Oh my god!
No, my shirt! That was my shirt!
This is my favorite shirt!
How dare you?
Where's my pen?
I need to write something.
That is so good.
Buy new shirt.
That is so creepy. It's so good. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. They do so much, so little.
Yeah.
And I actually really want that knife.
I'm pretty sure you can find it every Halloween at, like, Valley Village.
Yeah, probably. Oh, hey, since it is the month of October. Yeah, I forgot there's other reason why we're doing this. It's Halloween month. Hey, sometimes our arms do bend back.
Perfect.
Oh, good God.
Time for you to pus.
Yeah. Oh, now she's bleeding black. And that is not how you kill a deadite. She isn't dead. Don't you know anything? To kill a deadite, yeah, you must completely dismember them.
This happened before.
Yeah.
Okay, now take her outside.
Mm-hmm. And Scotty's just laying there bleeding. Wait, where'd the knife go?
Scotty's got it.
Like as he was just dragging her over Scotty's dead body, the knife just came out. And she was just there, like, "Hey man, where are you going? Take me with you, bro. I'll be good, I swear."
Ah, the shed.
Yes. See, he's smart. No, she's not dead. Those would not hold well. Like, if you have to pull them to make it tight.
Yeah, he's...
Chainsaw! Chainsaw!
Awesome!
Now cut off your right hand and put that on it. Robert, you can do it.
Part would probably be a bit more pleasant with a chainsaw than with an axe.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Don't be a puss. Oh, pussing out, bro.
Man, it'd be hard to murder someone. Like, just, man, give them some space.
Well, he's on the brink of insanity. His girlfriend is possessed by a demon. Everyone he knows is dead.
Yeah. You know, cut him some slack, man.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Go all out. With that chin, what happens in the next two movies?
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is his character development right here. It's like, oh, I just can't do it.
It's like, come on, bro, say groovy.
Groovy.
This is my boomstick.
So he's just going to bury her alive?
We'll bury her demonically possessed.
And she comes back. Boobs.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's burying her in the hope that, you know, putting a religious marker on top of her will...
I'll bury her in the pet cemetery.
Stop the demonic resurrection.
Well, they didn't try that with her. Oh, look, eyes! Oh man, those are such cool contacts.
He notices them open. It's like shit.
You hear the demon possession.
Yeah. So wait a second. I couldn't.
You get how this is a parallel? You get it?
Yeah. My chin is tingling. Something is wrong. Sense of disturbance in the chin.
Sense of disturbance in the chin.
Yeah.
Go back to sleep. Go back to being dead.
Yeah. This movie loves close-up shots. And Christ dug that grave fast.
Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah. That is a grave-ass grave.
Grave.
It's right next to What's-Her-Face. Oh yeah, her arm just moved. She's totally dead.
Yeah, that's sort of an acting thing to make sure you don't fall.
Now dump her ass in there. No, don't get in. Idiot.
He's got one foot in the grave. Literally.
It'd be hilarious if she like was playing this con out for as long as she could, but then she actually just fell asleep. Like, I'm totally not done. I'm just going to close my eyes. She wakes up and is like, I'm going to get you down. I'm on the ground.
Ah, shit.
Son of a whore.
Do Kindarian demons need to sleep?
No.
Sumerian.
On the tape, he said Kindarian demon.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, the... It's like, all right, so all this, we found this in, like, while doing Kindarian ruins, but it's a Sumerian text. Oh, hey, look, it's Carrie. Wait, that grave was not that shallow.
Well, the trees gave her a boost.
Oh, yummy. My God. Oh. Do good something Lord. About it, dude.
She has fucking fingernails on her.
Yeah. Like, kick her in the... face. With that. There you go.
Yeah. She is taking it very well. Yeah, it's the joust that gets her. It's like, oh man, you swing like a bitch. Good Lord, he is so weak in this movie.
Yeah, because they were trying to make it a serious horror movie.
Yeah, and then they just, and the second one's like, fuck it, let's do it again. Wah! Oh, yes. There's the sweetness.
Oh.
The only way to kill a dead, I completely dismember them.
But how do you define complete dismemberment?
Chop off head, all arms and limbs, and do some like dismemberment, do like some like cutting up of the midsection.
Yeah.
got his face cleaned up fast.
The body should be in no less than 6 pieces.
How did you open that? Why would you do that? Just
wait, this is made of...
This is
made
your
of,
home.
Like, this is made of very weak wood. How could she possibly make through it?
What you doing?
Oh, just hanging out, being creepy.
It's like, oh, you know, just demon stuff.
Yeah, demon stuff. Being a demon.
Yeah. You should try it sometime. It's fun.
Yeah.
Or he's got his boomstick. But the boomstick Mark I because it only has one barrel. As everyone knows, the proper boomstick has 2 barrels and is from S-Mart. Remember, shop smart, shop S-Mart.
Yes.
Hey, man, what's up?
I'm over here.
Yeah. I don't think this is all happening over the course of one night.
Decent shot.
Yeah. You know, for a person, but this is a deadite whose makeup keeps changing. Wait, what's blocking it? Is the blood blocking the door? Just fuck your hand. What's on his nose?
I love this music.
Yeah.
Level 2.
I think it's oil.
Like, I'm not asking like what like material these were. Like, how did it... That wasn't there before.
Yeah.
So he ran to the door and all of a sudden just grew it. Like the grime that was already on his face, like, expanded. And he's walking very well with that seemingly necrotized leg.
Too late.
Yeah, like slipping and then getting all those slivers in there.
Yeah.
The stairs. God damn it.
Getting slivers all up your ass. Getting slivers to cover all of your ass.
Chop off the leg for convenience.
Yeah. All the slivers people are getting in this.
It's like, yeah, getting slivers up your ass. Also, getting slivers in your vagina. And all of a sudden, the household plumbing is covered in blurred.
Blurred. This right here is how we haunt. Suck it.
And that's what you get. Bloop, 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 oh, man, don't you just hate it when that happens?
Yeah, man.
Like, I remember the last time all my light bulbs filled up with blood.
Yeah, that was a terrible night.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Love this music.
I'm playing a movie. Get out of the front.
Yeah. Well, that is a really cool shot.
Yeah. Except those are drops, not like driplets that are being recorded.
Well, that isn't recorded. It's broadcast. Well,
yeah.
Not broadcast. Shot. Shown.
Shown.
There we go. Groovy. The Hills Have Eyes poster still intact. And now it's on fire. Because, you know, blood and electricity causes explosions.
Yes.
It's just science. You guys have cleaned up from all that blood real good.
The electricity could help oxidize the blood, and then if it was in contact with aluminum, adding heat would cause a thermite reaction, which would, yes, cause somewhat of an explosion. It's highly unlikely, but
yeah,
technically possible. Science.
Yeah.
Science!
Well, it would only work, if like the iron in the blood got oxidized, isn't it? Because that isn't it like.
Yeah.
This is how we time travel.
Yeah. And now the demons are like, fuck you, I'm going to swing everything. It'd be great if this was like more of a psychological horror and like Ash was the one doing everything and like he was just it all just turned out like it was all just leading up to him just actually realizing that he's actually insane.
Yeah.
Like there was no Necronomicon, there was no tape. Actually, there was a tape. It just didn't have what he thought it had on it.
It was like AC/DC.
Yeah.
It had a recipe for Devil's Food Cake.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't any fog. It's just him smoking outside.
Why is there no blood on his shirt?
Because shut up.
Yeah.
Because they need it as a prop for the sequel.
Yeah.
There's blood on his shirt now.
Yeah, but like... And why can they sometimes see the demon and not other times not?
Yeah.
I think usually they can see the demon, but we don't.
Yeah, like we never see the demon. But like remember earlier in the movie when Sherry or whatever, she was looking out the window directly at it and didn't see it.
Or maybe it's where the demon. Ooh.
Yeah. The audience.
Yes, because it is first person camera.
Yeah. The audience is summoned by ancient Sumerian funerary services.
Our will to see a horror movie happens, infects the characters, and turns them into deadites.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh,
that is so cool. Foreshadowing. Get it? Because it was his right hand?
Yeah. I would be like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's like, I gotta go swimming in my mirror.
Yeah.
I'd go in. It would seem safer than, like, where I currently was.
Yeah. You just go inside the mirror and it turns out it's a Stargate. You're fighting the Goa'uld.
What's the worst thing that could happen? I wind up in Wonderland.
Pshaw, I love tea. Oh, man, I really have to shit. Hold it. Okay, I'm good.
Nope. I have to go.
Yeah.
But where?
I should just go in the mirror.
In the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, it is water, so... You just shit in there, then hit the button at the top, and then it just flushes. Why did he have a piece of paper on his hand? There's just a small piece of paper just on the back of his ring finger. I'm noticing a lot of weird things about this movie now.
Yeah. See, like a receipt for like some prop.
Yeah, it's like it's actually the receipt for that necklace.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh! Well, I see the deadites are wearing camo now.
Yep, I don't have to go to the bathroom anymore. Shoot it in the face!
Could have aimed a bit more to the left.
Yeah, well, just a bit.
Slowed it down.
I doubt it.
It's on wheels. How will that help?
Hey, bro. Dude, you gotta reload. And it's actually kind of funny that this guy has like a little dog nose. Hey, look at the guy's little dog nose.
Well,
dog nose.
Desperate measures, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, good lord. That is a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Considering what he's already lost.
It was pooling for a while.
Just consider the third movie.
Yeah.
Fuck, consider the second movie.
Uppercut.
Hadouken.
Yes. Burn the Necronomicon. Necronomicon Ex Mundo, I think they're called in this movie.
I need this book.
I love it how in the comics that the book actually has a personality and can talk.
Yeah.
I was surprised his fingernails didn't get ripped out there. Like, that seems something this movie would do. Using the necklace from the girlfriend you just murdered to try to grab the book that's already on fire to bring it closer to you to throw it any further into the fire.
Have you ever been hit by a fire poker? It fucking hurts.
I've never been hit by a fire poker.
You ever had your ankle being eaten by your best buddy named Scotty? That fucking hurts.
No. Never had that happen.
Well, then you, my friend, do not have a very interesting existence. That seems like a design flaw of the demon's plans. Like, yeah, we get someone by this book, but if this book gets destroyed, then we just get destroyed with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just summoning rituals, not the actual source power of everything.
I'm guessing the summoning spell is somewhat tied to the book because of the fact that it was bound in human flesh and inked in human blood that had to be part of the process. So they're not necessarily dying, they're being sent back.
It could have been a stylistic choice.
Right.
Like the guy who wrote the book could have been like one of those auteurs.
That is sick, but awesome.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite scenes of the movie.
Practical effects.
Fuck yeah. Stop motion animation, bitch.
It's incredible.
It was actually really cool how like all like the makeup on the faces like was all stop motion, but okay, yeah, that happens. But like all the animation stuff are stop motion, but then all the fluid looks like it's moving in real time.
Yeah. Because it was.
Yeah, that's all really well done.
Yeah.
It's masking, ladies and gentlemen.
Masking.
And he's like, can I move now? And is it cool? Are we good, bro? Oh.
Gross. That is totally oatmeal.
I didn't have any corn.
Yeah, that was probably like grounded up cream of corn.
Yeah.
I love cream of corn. It's delicious.
It's like, damn, girl, you got ugly. Like, she was actually a pretty good-looking girl the first time. Like, when the movie started. Oh, God, demons.
They're starting to get out.
Yeah,
this is problem.
Yeah. That's also kind of problem. Hey, bro. Oh.
I got brain in my eye. Yeah.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
That was oatmeal.
Oh, God, this is so good.
No, how about you join us?
No,
join us in this wonderful film.
Join the S-Mark quality custom program. And be sure to stop by the local Subway. It's located in every S-Mark nationwide. As part of the S-Mark quality customer program, for every, it's like, buy five subs, like buy four subs, get the fifth sub free.
Oh, God, subs.
S-Mart. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. I'm just going to keep making S-Mart jokes.
Because of the scene that I just watched, but you're making me hungry.
I'm so hungry right now.
I've been hungry since this movie fucking started.
I could eat an entire sub.
And I also missed the season 2 premiere of Once Upon a Time. Which is unfortunate, because I really wanted to see that.
Yeah. I bought this necklace for nothing.
Yeah. Well, that was $200 wasted.
Ugh.
Didn't even get laid.
Yeah, that's probably what he was thinking was going to be like, seal the deal. Like, all right, you got to do this fancy necklace, now I'm going to get some pussy. Finally. We've been together for a year, and she still doesn't put out.
You know, don't forget, he's still got the chin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his chin puts out.
Yeah. like, he'd have to be very flexible to get his chin down there. Or he's just that big.
I don't want to think about that.
Well, you're gonna.
Nope, I refuse.
I was thinking about more for the ladies.
Oh my god.
If you know what I mean.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to know what you mean.
It's great to have another person like you on these now.
Leafs.
Wide-angle lens.
Leave me alone.
Oh, God. It's terrifying.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah. I would love to know how they shot this. Did just like a person have the camera just started running?
Yes.
I believe they had it in a very sturdy crash box on the end of a pole, and someone just fucking ran with it.
And that was motherfucking Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Robert Tapert, I was right.
Evil Dead.
And it's just fucking jazz-ass music at the end. Cheryl, Scott, Linda, Shelley.
Yeah, see? I knew one of them's named Cheryl.
I stopped the credits.
Yes, this is the end of the end of Evil Dead. Fuck, I love that movie.
That was wonderful. Good job, guys.
Yeah, that is a fantastic movie, and I love it. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to like watch the next one.
Yeah. So next week we're gonna be watching Evil Dead 2: Dead by Dawn.
Next week.
So good, we don't get to see the sunrise. Woohoo!
How about we just watch that right now?
No, I got dyslexia.
Ah, you bastards. Okay, I'm going to watch it right now. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, so, Evil Dead 2 next week. And okay. I don't really feel like we'll dislike off all the shit we got lined up for the next couple weeks, next week of podcast. So, we have stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah, so just check back at DestroProf.com every single day. We're going to have something posted up every day. Be it an article, be it a video, be it a podcast. We'll have something for you.
But yeah, usually a little bit of all of them.
Yeah, but until that something, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bovi1.
I'm Ninja Giddy.
I'm Onciest.
We'll see you guys next time. Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn!
Yay! Whoop!